بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد لله رب العالمین و العاقبة للمتقین و الصلاة و السلام على نبی رحمه محمد ابن عبدالله المصطفی الهاشمی خاتم النبیین و اشرف المرسلین و على اهل بیت الطیبین الطاهرین و اصحابه المنتجبین. اما بعد، قال الله سبحانه و تعالی فی القرآن المجید: اعوذ بالله من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم: یا ایها الناس انتم الفقراء الى الله والله هو الغنی الحمید. صدق الله العلی العظیم و صدق النبی الکریم و الحمد لله رب العالمین. I recited verse number 15 of Surah Fatir to you. Inshallah, the topic of our first khutbah would be about faqr, the meaning of faqr, poverty in Islam. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to all mankind, and of course all the makhlukat, all the creation, all the created beings as well, that all of you are needy toward me. Every one of you has many, many, many needs, and I'm the only one who can fulfill your need. And I am the one who's worthy, Al-Hamid, worthy of worship, worthy of hamd. And in this holy verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it very clear, no matter who we are, where we are in this life, in the life hereafter, we will be faqir, a poor, needy person. And we have a beautiful saying of Imam Jawad alayhi salatu wassalam when calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala: Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad, waf'al bina ma anta lahu ya man yakfi min kulli shay wa la yakfi minhu shay, ikfini ma ahammani. It's a beautiful praise toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya man yakfi min kulli shay. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O the one who has no need of no shay. All the created shay, everything has no need. And all the shay are created need you, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a beautiful way of looking at our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Ya man yakfi min kulli shay, wa la yakfi minhu shay, ikfini ma ahammani. That Ya Allah, give me what is sufficient, what is good for me, what is important for me, give that one to me. This is one time of faqr, Quran is mentioned. The second type of faqr Quran is mentioned is about innama sadaqat lil fuqara'i wal masakin. That verily sadaqat, of course, most likely this refers to zakat and other sadaqat as well, or charity, that belongs to fuqara al masakin. Fuqara al masakin in Quran, when it comes, these are the people who have need, their sustenance is not adequate, they have some needs. Faqir is the one who has some shortcomings to make his to fulfill all his need, and miskin is that basically has nothing, and he is basically completely desperate. These are mentioned in the Quran. Now, when we look at the Quran and look at it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran, اِعْلَمُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْسُطُ رِزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to rest to some more and some less. Of course, rest has many meanings, but looking at it from materialistic point of view, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that it is in his hand, rest in his hand. Now, what we understand, what the ulama have told us, that wealth and poverty that are given to human beings are the two blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're two ni'mat ilahi. That these blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are given based on what we call maslahat ilahi, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thinks and knows what is good for us. So what we need to do when in a time of difficulties, we need to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and be patient, be steadfast when you are in a time of needs. At the same time, when we Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us wealth, we need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for spending it in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's been narrated that the person who's faqir and he stays, he's steadfast and patient, he has more reward, and a person that normally speaking, that rich and spends his money with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's policy for both, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has determined for whatever reason that he knows that some people have less, some people have more. But when you look at all the blessings that Allah gives to everyone, if you add them all together, for everyone becomes equal to one. This is something that we learn from Quran, that if you can write a formula and put all the things that Allah gives to every person, sometimes knowledge, sometimes health, sometimes money, sometimes longer life, and so on and so forth. You look at children and all of that. When you add them all together for everybody, it will be equal to one for everyone. And that's our understanding is. So Rasulullah has told us that at a time of difficulty and all times, say Alhamdulillah kulli hal. Why? Because inna Allah bi kulli shayin alim. Allah knows everything. So there is no reason to lose faith. Number three type of fact that in Quran is mentioned, this is dua from Imam Hazrat Musa alayhi wasalam. Rabbi inni lama anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. It's a beautiful dua that Hazrat Musa alayhi wasalam said when he left Egypt, because they were trying to capture and kill him. He escaped Egypt. And he went to Madain at the time that he was very hungry for many days. He had no shelter. He was eating the vegetables of the leaves of trees to survive. And he came to Madain. At that time, he makes this dua. And through this dua, that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm desperate of need of any good that you can send me, any good that you send me. And because of this dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him, gave him a wife, gave him shelter, gave him food, and eventually children. Then he went to Mount Tur. He received revelation, and with his brother, Hazrat Harun, alayhi wasalam, they went to Egypt, and all the stories that you know about that. This is another type of fact that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, we are faqir, give us what is good for us. What is good that you know is good for us, you give it to us. Number four type of fact that is noted, which is really bad, but we need to all be concerned about that. Many verses of Quran, one is that in Surah Ya Ayyuhal Muddathir, Allah says, ذَرْنِي وَمَنْ خَلَقْتُ وَحِيدًا وَجَعَلْتُ لَهُمْ مَالًا مَمْدُودًا وَبَنِينَ شُهُودًا قُمَّ يَدْنَعُونَ أَنْ عَزِيدٍ. That this verse said, Allah said, leave me alone with the one, I will take care of the one who have I created him alone, bare. A person came to this life with nothing on, no clothing, nothing, no money, nothing. I brought him to this life and I gave him property, money, and I gave him children and made the life easy for him. But he has a tama. He wants more and more and more. This is what we known as what we call faqr nafs. A nafs, a person who is never satisfied. No matter what Allah gives him, he wants more. And this is the worst type of faqir that we need to be all aware of that and control ourselves not to have that kind of greed, that no matter what Allah gives us, we want more and more and more and more, and it's very bad in some. Now this type of faqir further is described and explained by Rasulullah SAW and Imam Athar. One is Rasulullah SAW has said about this type of faqr is al-faqru faqrul qalb, which is part of the same group. One is that, really, what is the definition of faqr? The definition of faqr is the one who feels poor and he's faqir in his heart. That means the heart that has no good in it, that nothing comes out of it. There is nothing in his heart that is good. It's just worse than a stone. This is a type of faqr that may Allah protect us from. The next one, Imam Ali السلام, has said that la faqra kal jahl. That no poverty is equal to jahl. Jahl means having no knowledge. No knowledge of religion, mostly most of them that we speak about. and it could be also refers to other area of our life. Jahl comes from, if you assume like jahil, jahil means the person who doesn't know what he doesn't know. It's really important for all of us. And in many areas that we have shortcomings, we sometimes, may Allah protect all of us, that we render opinion in the area that we have no expertise. And we think we know everything. And we don't know what we do not know. This is known as, we call it jahil. So in this by itself is very bad, and we need to be away from that. And ultimately, in any situation, even in the area that we are expert, we should say, Wallahu alam, Allah knows best. I may be wrong in my opinion, but you know, Wallahu alam. But there is, you know, no reason for a person who's not a doctor render opinion about medicine, right? Or a person who's not an accountant render opinion about taxes and accounting. Doesn't make any sense. But sometimes we do that, so we, inshallah, may Allah help us to be away from that type of faqr. They ask Imam Ali alayhi salam, ayyu faqrin ashad? What is the worst type of faqr? Imam Ali alayhi salam said, al-kufru ba'd al-iman. The person who, after having iman and living for a while, doing good deeds and all of that thing, all of a sudden he goes to a state of kufr. What happens? When you go to a state of kufr, you, all of our good deeds are burned away. And we end up with nothing. Because we got many verses of Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, atiu Allah wa atiu Rasul, wa la tubtilu amalakum. Anytime we disobey Allah and Rasul, what happens to us? Our good deeds are nullified. So the worst type of faqr is that a person goes to the state of kufr, and all of our good deeds are burned away, he has nothing to show. And that's the one that Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has made a dua, Allahumma a'udhu bika min al-kufri wal-faqr. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I seek refuge from you, from what? From kufr and faqr that makes me completely destitute. In another beautiful saying of Imam Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, al-ghina wal-faqru ba'da al-arzi ala Allah. That ultimately, if you want to really know who is rich and who is poor, is the time that our accounts are measured. Our book of deeds are measured. Is it our book of deeds going to give us in our right hand or our left hand? Or is it going to give us behind our back? What it was going to be? That's where the real meaning, who is rich and who is poor, is, you know, really, that's the real meaning. That, you know, in Quran we have, فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَزِينَهُ فَهُوَ فِي إِشَةِ الرَّازِيَةِ وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَزِينَهُ فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَ نَارٌ هَامِيَةِ. So the one whose good deeds are heavy, he's rich. And the one who has no good deed and is low, it's going to go to the hellfire, he is the really faqir. So we need to start thinking about, you know, our thinking of what is faqir and what is ghani. Now, what is the cure for this type of faqr? Number one, it is, we've been told that that we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Was'alu min fazlillah, inna Allah bi kulli shay'in alima. Number one is to save ourselves from this type of faqr, is to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything. Every jum'a is wabtaqu min fazlillah. Seek from fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said that man lam yas'al Allah min fazlih iftaghar. The one who does not ask of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from fazl of Allah, in reality he's faqir. He may have a lot of money in the bank, but he still is faqir because he has missed the boat. He's completely has missed the boat. So we're not talking about money now, we're talking about fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it's good coming from down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said that Silatul Rahim Tazidu fil Umri wa Tanfil Faqr. That if you make connection to your family member, not only visiting them, but also helping them. If you help your nearest kin, what it does increases your life and also negates or runs, it takes, you know, pushes away the faqr from you. We have a beautiful saint from Rasulullah. He has said that walk a distance of 2 years to please your parents. and walk a distance of 1 year to help your nearest kin, Silatul Rahim. Walk a distance of 1 year. And then he said, walk a distance of 2 miles to visit sick, and walk a distance of 1 mile to go for Salatul Janaza, Salatul Mayyit, Tashiyah Janaza. So this beautiful hadith from Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we can see how important Silatul Rahim is. After being good to parents, Babil Walidain Ihsanat, number two comes Silatul Rahim, that is very important for us to keep us away from faqr. Then Imam Ali Alayhi Salaam says that Dawul Faqr bi Sadaqata wal Batil, that you know the medicine, the cure for this faqr is to do what? Give sadaqah. Spending for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And batil means to be generous. If we have generosity within us and we spend it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this also protects us, shields us from this state of faqr. Next one is from Imam Baqir alayhi salam. He has said, "Al-birru wa sadaqatu sirri yanfiyan al-faqr." That if you are pious, piety, number one, and number two is to do sadaqah in secret, which is higher state of level sadaqah. If you do sadaqah in secret, these two acts, what we'll do is shield you from poverty as well. It mentioned that. And number four is Imam Sadiq has said that Zamintu Lemanik Tasdan La Yaftaqir. That Imam said that, you know, if you use what we call iqtisad. Iqtisad means that, you know, be in the middle of the road. Think what you're gonna do. Don't overspend, do not do excess spending. And at the same time, do not become tight-fisted. But be in the middle of the road and live within your means. If you live within your means, you never become faqir. Don't unnecessarily borrow money. You know, you don't need to buy a $50,000 car. Buy maybe $20,000, $15,000, but don't not borrow money. Buy what you live within your means. If you do that, you will never become faqir. And the last one is been many, we have many narrations about Salatul Layl. Salatul Layl. If you offer your 11 like a Salatul Layl every night, Imam Sadiq alayhi wa sallam has said that, do not worry about your risk anymore. Just offer your salat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and don't ask anybody. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of everything for you, is also mentioned. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma a'ud bubeka min al-kufr wa al-faqr. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Allahu samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu ku. فَوَنْ أَحَدْ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْأَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ وَصَدَقَ النَّبِيُّ الْكَرِيمُ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على نبي الرحمة محمد ابن عبد الله المصطفى الهاشمي خاتم النبيين وأشرف المرسلين والصلاة والسلام على علي ابن أبي طالب أمير المؤمنين والصلاة والسلام على فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين ما الصلاة والسلام على الحسن والحسين سيد شباب أهل الجنة أجمعين ما الصلاة والسلام على علي بن الحسين زين العابدين ومحمد بن علي باقر علم النبيين وجعفر بن محمد الصادق وموسى بن جعفر الكاظم وعلي بن موسى الرضا ومحمد بن علي الجواد وعلي بن محمد الهادي والحسن بن علي الزكي العسكري والحجة بن الحسن قام محتي صلوات الله عليهم اجمعين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد واجل فرجهم برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين اما بعد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال ابي ذر عليه الصلاه والسلام ثلاثه يبغضها الناس وانا احبها احب الموت واحب الفقر واحب البلاء. It's a beautiful saying from Abi Dharr, Hazrat Abi Dharr alayhi salatu wasalam. He said that there are three things that I love and majority of people hate. And he said, I love death. Ana uhibbul maut. I love death, and majority of people do not like that. Number two, ana uhibbul faqr. I love poverty, but people do not like that then. And the last one is ana uhibbul bala. I love bala, you know, difficulties. And people did not understand what is the meaning of this verse, because majority of people said, why did Abu Dharr say this thing? And they came to Imam Sari alayhi wasalam about this hadith. And Imam alayhi wasalam said that what Hazrat Abu Dharr meant to say is this: Al-mautu fi ta'atillah habbu ilayya min al-hayati fi ma'asiyatillah. He meant to say that, I love the death while I'm in the itaat of Allah. If I'm obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this comes to me, I love that death. And I hate the life which is in masiyat of Allah. It's against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm committing sin. That life is no good, but I love this death because I'm in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one. Number two, say al-faqru fi ta'atillah ahabbu ilayya min al-ghina fi ma'asiyatillah. That I love poverty so long as I'm in obedience to Allah. I don't want to be rich and have haram money. Give me a little bit of halal money, but let me stay poor, but give me halal money. I'm good with that thing. But don't give me a lot of money that's got to be masjid of Allah and it's all haram, nothing that I do is good. I don't want that money. You guys can have that. You have that yourself, but just give me that fact. This is a fact that he wants, that we should want. Number three, al-bala'u fi ta'atillah ahabbu ilayya min sihata fi ma'asiyatillah. He said, I love to be sick and I have difficulties as long as I'm in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Over being healthy and happy and dumb, but being the ma'asiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we need to understand when we're looking at the meaning of faqr and bala and maut. Then Imam alayhi wasalam has said this beautiful hadith. Imam Sari alayhi wasalam, al-faqru ma'ana khayrun min al-qina ma'a qayrina. That being faqir, but being with Ahlul Bayt is better than being rich, but being against Ahlul Bayt. Not being with Ahlul Bayt. Al-faqru ma'ana khayrun min al-qina ma'a qayrina. And then wal-qatlu ma'ana khayrun min al-hayati ma'a qayrina. And getting killed while being with us, with Ahlul Bayt, is better for you than living but being against Ahlul Bayt. This beautiful hadith that Imam Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said that goes to what Yabun Ayyar Kab Ma'ana wa la takum min al-kafirin. That, we are told, oh my son, get into the ark of the believers, to the ark of Ahlul Bayt, and do not be with a kafir. And that's what we say, afa man kana mu'min and kaman kana fasiqan la yastawun. A mu'min is equal or not the same as a wicked person. The two are different. So inshallah that will give us more understanding about faqr, inshallah. May Allah help us to understand the meaning of faqr in Islam and follow that. In news, we have a few news for you that I'd like to mention to you. They're all significant by different subject. One is that Indonesia has denied a visa to an Israeli sports person. It was a player, badminton player. And as we know, Indonesia has no former diplomatic relationship with Israel. And really, this is a good thing that it makes the news that this evil Zionist group are isolated, and every country needs to do the same. So inshallah they will taste some of the evil of what they do against other people. And then in North Korea, another news is that they have they won't have their own time. They don't want to follow the Japanese time, and they brought their they bring in their hour, 1 hour, half an hour back. And the reason is that, we don't know a lot about that thing, but Japanese, they did a lot of crime against the Korean people. So from 1910 to 1945, they occupied their country, and they killed many people, maybe nearly about 3,000-4,000 years before that. They always tried to push their own ideology and to upon the Koreans, and they killed many Koreans, many Chinese. So that's one way of not following the aggressors, which is also a good thing to do. The next one is about Iran, that Iran has discovered some new goals. There are, alhamdulillah, in the country is very rich, and they are producing like about 6 tons per year now, and they're gonna increase to about 10 tons a year, and it's a good that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give to Muslim country wealth, and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. Inshallah, it's all being used in a good way for the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last one is that Iranian scientists have cloned a what they call the mouflon sheep. It's an endangered species of a wild sheep that is in Isfahan. And they use this domestic sheep as a surrogate mother, and the scientists have managed to conceive a surrogate domestic sheep with an embryo of a wild Isfahan's mouflon. And the baby is born, is about 2 weeks old, and is doing really well. And among Asian countries, Iran ranks fourth in cloning animals after South Korea and Japan and China. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless all the mu'minin and mu'minat. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minin wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Tab baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat innaka mujibud da'awat innaka qazil hajat innaka ghafir al khatiat. إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم أيد مسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات في الأرض جميعا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أهلك حكومة الكفر وحكومة الشياطين في الأرض جميعا بقوتك يا ذا القوة المتين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق النبي الكريم والحمد لله رب العالمين
امید غریبان تنها کجایی چراغ سر قبر زهرا کجایی تجلی طه گل اشک مولا دل آشفته داغ آن کوچه غم گرفتار گودال خونی دل افکار غمهای زینب سیاه پوش قاسم عزادار اکبر گل باغ لیلا پریشان دست علمگیر سقا نفسهای سجا نواهای باغ دعاهای صادق کس بی کسی های شبهای کاظم حبیب رضا و انیس غریب جواد الائمه تمنای هادی عزیز دل عسگری پس نگارا بفرما کجایی 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 دلم جز هوایت هوایی ندارد لبم غیر نامت نوایی ندارد وضو و اذان و نماز و قنوتم بدون ولایت بهایی ندارد دلی که نشد خانه یاس نرگس خراب است و ویران صفایی ندارد بیا تا جوانم بده رخ نشانم بیا تا جوانم بده رخ نشانم که این زندگانی وفایی ندارم که این زندگانی وفایی ندارد.